Okay, we'll go ahead and start.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the library at the RC Board. This is Wednesday, November 18th. During this time, I would like to do a roll call. So all the board members, both online and in person, please state your name and what district you represent.
Diane Coker-Choya.
Eva Davu, member at large.
Heidi Kodowski, Sawara.
Okay, this is a point of order. Mr. Timothy Ndagu, or Board Member Timothy Ndagu, I think you're on mute. Can you hear us? Okay. I might be having audio difficulty. Just let the record show that Board Member Timothy Ndagu is also present.
My apologies.
There we go.
Am I able to hear it now?
Yes, we can hear you. Thank you, Board Member.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. We're just doing introductions, if you like.
Just say your name.
Hi, I'm Lauren.
Okay. Yeah, with us tonight, we have brand new board member Lauren Snare with us today, too. So she just came in. So we're happy to have her on the board as well.
Welcome along to the board.
Thank you.
All right. During this time, could the board please look at the previous meeting from October 14th and make any suggestions or comments on the approval of the minutes? Are there any questions or concerns from the previous minutes from the October 14th, 2020 meeting? Do I have a motion to approve the minutes of the October
14th, 2020? Diane Coker, I move that we approve the minutes from the last meeting.
I second. E. Dabu.
Okay. All those approved?
Aye.
All those that oppose. Thank you very much for moving on to new order of business. Mr. Beck, can you please share with the board the 2021 National Library Week proclamation preparation?
Okay. Thank you, Chair Johnson. And so as last month, this item was tabled to tonight, and so to give the board members an opportunity to review it at length. And so what we have an item where we have a revision. Let's see if we can share the screen real quick in case people have any updates or any suggestions. We do have one here. Can everybody see this okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good.
This is Diane Coker. I have.
Board Member Coker, yes. Oh, yeah.
I made. I have several just adjustments, like revisions, I guess you would call them, just
okay.
In Word. Or,
okay.
You want me just to go through them and then.
Yes, Board Member.
Okay.
As a point of order.
Okay. So, and the first whereas, I think a better word than equal would be promote, whereas libraries promote strong communities instead of equal. Equal word doesn't make as much sense to me. Promote strong communities. And then the second whereas, librarians and library staff work to meet the changing needs of our, it says communities, plural. I probably should say community, don't you think? It seems like it should be community. We're one community, right? Instead of plural, communities. And then instead of including, just to change the wording a bit, because you have another providing afterward, instead of including, to say which includes providing resources for everyone and expanding services beyond library walls. And then I put after that a sentence that was down in the fifth whereas, the one with all the statistics, where it says to encourage literacy and access to lifelong learning. It seemed like that sentence belonged, it was more appropriate there than down with all the statistics. So it would read, which includes providing resources for everyone and expanding services beyond library walls to encourage literacy and access to lifelong learning, in that paragraph. And then for the third whereas, I didn't have any change to make. But then the next one, whereas Glendale Libraries enable residents to transform their lives by offering unique programs to meet our community's needs during these extraordinary times. And then I struck continue to offer, and just after the semicolon there's a list, limited lobby and physical access to the latest print resources, express computer use, and then I struck the and because it's just a list, e-card registration, and then instead of for residents to have, I wrote instead to enable 24/7 access to BrainFuse online tutorial resources and the library at home page for students. I struck on its website, but I guess that doesn't matter. For students, teachers, and parents with school-aged children, and the rest of the same. Then in the next whereas, it says, whereas at its four libraries, and then the words last year really don't belong right there. After you say four libraries, then you name them, Velma Teague, Foothills, Heroes, and the main library. The Glendary Public Library System, now you might insert last year right there. Last year had over 400,000 visitors, circulated nearly 500,000 items, provided over 75,000 public computer use seminars. Then I said, which offered free physical and virtual community programs and attended by over 86,000 customers. And then comes the rest of that line, to encourage literacy and access, and that was the sentence that I moved to the top, that seemed more appropriate at the top than with all the statistics. And then that was it. The last two whereases, I didn't have any revisions to make. So I don't know if those make any sense to the rest of you, but.
Thank you for sharing, for Member Coker. Does anyone else have any comments? That's online.
Members of the board that are attending online, did you have any questions or suggestions?
Well, I did not hear everything that she said. It sounded reasonable to me. I just had one other question about the penultimate paragraph.
Okay.
Where the last parentheses there is the TBD. Does that refer to the fact that the theme for next year's campaign is to be determined? Is that what that means?
That you are correct, Board Member Dobbins, yes.
Okay.
So once known, I will insert that. Yeah.
Okay.
In my hand here, I have Board Member Eva Dabu's draft, and I'll go ahead and read this to see what the board thinks of what she came up with her edits. She stated, and I quote, whereas strong libraries create knowledgeable, tolerant, and strong communities, and whereas librarians and library staff continually work to meet the changing needs of our communities, including providing resources for everyone and expanding services beyond library walls, and whereas the Glendale Public Library serves over 400,000 Glendale and West Valley residents, providing early literacy and kindergarten readiness classes, access to new and bilingual materials, portable hotspot checkouts, and the latest Wi-Fi technology, and whereas Glendale Libraries enable residents to transform their lives by offering unique programs to meet community needs during these extraordinary times, continue to offer limited lobby and physical access to the latest print resources, express computer use and e-card registration for residents to have 24/7 access to BrainFuse online tutorial resources, and the library at home page on its website for students, teachers, and parents of school-aged children, virtual programming, and free take-home STEM-related crafts, projects, and whereas in 2020, the four branches of the Glendale Public Library, Delma T, Foothills, Heroes, and Main, served over 400,000 visitors, circulated nearly 1.2 million items, provided over 75,000 public computer use sessions, offered free physical and virtual community programs to over 86,000 customers to encourage literacy and access to lifelong learning. And whereas libraries, librarians, library staff, and their advocates across America are celebrating National Library Week in support of the American Library Association's campaign to be determined. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Mayor Jerry Wise, proclaim National Library Week, April 4th through April 10th, 2021. I encourage all residents to visit one of our four library branches this week and join the nearly 1,300 patrons each month who sign up for a free new library card. Now, for those who are online and those in person, just as I just read from Board Member Ava Davu, are there any comments or concerns with what she read in regards to the proclamation?
Any comments from the board members attending online?
Board Member T. Ndavu Cactus, I'm guessing that this is something that we are presenting, but could still be added to or edited, that we're not setting anything in stone, are we?
Correct, Board Member Timothy Ndavu. So the mayor's office obviously has the final purview on it, so we can obviously submit the draft that the board has recommended, but the final purview and say lies with the mayor and the mayor's office. Correct.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
So, Maya, I have a question for the board members that are online as well as in person. In regards to the two proclamation edits, which ones do you guys feel as strong as moving forward with as a board?
Board Member Teen Dahu, yes. I motion that we move forward with the proclamation.
Okay. Anyone else?
This is Board Member Kukowski. Just point of clarification, moving forward with the proclamation in the original sense and how you read it, or with Board Member Coker's edits?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, correct. We need to qualify which version. Board Member Coker's,
yes.
Or Board Member Dollars.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yes. What we're doing, Foreman Rick Kukowski, is I'm just trying to get some clarification on what we all want, like to decide as a board, on which version would we like to use, move so we can move this forward to the mayor's office. Would we like to use something from board member Coker's and complement that with board member Ava Dafu, or would we like to use either board member Coker's or board member Ava Davos?
Board member Coker, it's hard when you don't see the two things side by side. It might be best to submit them both to maybe Kayla or someone else on the library staff to put those two revisions together somehow, or decide which parts. Because I know I didn't change anything, I didn't add anything to the proclamation, I just changed a few words and moved one sentence to a more appropriate place. But Ava's version has added some other things that other people might think are appropriate also, so maybe that should go to someone else to try to piece together. I don't know, it's hard for us, separated as we are, to see the two things side by side.
So I have a solution there. For those board members who are in person and board members who are online, can I have a motion to approve that someone from Mr. Beck Library staff move forward in regards to revision the proclamation and just update the board at the next meeting or at their earliest convenience? Do I have a motion to approve that?
Okay, Board Member Coker. I move that we submit the two revisions to other library staff and that they make an attempt to revise the proclamation as they see fit.
Do I have a second?
I second that.
Thank you, Board Member Ava Davu. Do I have a motion to approve?
Vote.
Do I have a vote for everyone approved?
Motion to approve, Dean Dunn, Cactus.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, thank you. Moving on to the next agenda item. Mr. Beck, can you please update the board with the library service updates in response to COVID-19?
Thank you, Chair Johnson and members of the board. I hope everybody's having a good evening. Again, I'd like to welcome Ms. Lauren Snares, our newest board member, to the library group. This is a great commission and we welcome you.
Thank you.
As far as our response to COVID-19, the library continues to offer its lobby and drive-through services successfully. So to date, since March, we have seen over 75,000 patrons in person and checked out over 260,000 items, physical items. Our electronic circulation continues to run between 15 and 20% increased over pre-COVID. Since October 1st, we have seen over 1,500 public computing sessions by patrons too. As you know, beginning October 1st, we began limited PC services with printing capabilities at all four of our locations, and clearly they're being well used. And so in a matter of 6 weeks, we've seen over 1,500 people. So things seem to be progressing very well on that. So what that equates to is we consistently see about 3,200 people per week, and about 500 people are consistently using the Foothills drive-through area as well. So that seems to be going very well. Because of COVID, we don't have an opportunity to collaborate on any of the big sports events coming soon. We did have board member Timothy and Davu wanting me to follow up on that as appropriately, but we will continue to keep that idea open when there's opportunities. But due to COVID and limited crowd size, we'll be on the lookout for any opportunities in the future for that. Our new materials continue to come in, and we also, the Culture Pass, our Act One partner that does the Culture Pass has created or reestablished visits for the Culture Pass program to the Heard Library, Parker Santi, and one other agency as well. So So that's also good news too. The Culture Pass program, as you know, is a good opportunity for residents and new residents to the state to be able to go to museums, historical sites, things like that for free. That allows up to two people within a 1 week time period to go and visit those sites. And so they've started that back up on a limited scale at only those three locations. And so, as you know, things continue to do well. We have PPE and masks available for customers and patrons that come in to use it. We quarantine all of our items for 3 days, including transit between branches for everyone's safety. And so we haven't had any major operational changes since we've added the computer service, and everything seems to be tracking well on COVID-19 for library services. And with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions board members may have.
Are there any questions for Mr. Beck, for those of you who are online or in person, in regards to the previous update?
Board Member T. Davu Cactus, if I may. City Librarian Beck, thank you very much. That was sounded like things are going pretty well with the whole system. Has there been any like physical modifications to the library equipment and the way people negotiate through that people might have to be aware of? Is that being publicized in any way?
We're still continuing to track as we've always had, so we haven't made any major modifications since adding the PC services, as you know, and for those attending online and hearing the presentation, we do have everything socially distanced. We have mask and PPE use available at the front entrance. We also have signage alerting people to that effect, and also that if they're feeling unwell, to make their library visit on another day. We also have touch point cleaning, and we also quarantine our items for 3 days, so we haven't had any major physical changes to the layout since adding the computer services on October 1st, but things seem to be tracking well, and we continue to hold on to those safety precautions per CDC and ALA guidelines, as well as city instruction as well.
Thank you very much, City Library.
Thank you, Board Member Dobby. Great question.
Are there any other questions for Mr. Beck? Okay, Mr. Beck, during this time, can you please update the board with the Chief Librarian update?
Okay, thank you, Chair Johnson and members of the board. For my Chief Librarian update, I wanted to let you know that the budget process has begun in earnest for the city, and so the library has a part in that. We have submitted some IT steering committee requests for some technology in regards to having a possible telephone app, which gives people an opportunity to be able to check out library materials through mobile apps. With scanning the barcodes, they can also tie in family cards in together. So if a family of four, they can tie in all cards, and so they make sure that there's not a wayward book or item that's still left out to be yet to be returned. You can also be able to reserve and renew items as well. So that's one of the items that we're taking a look at. We're also taking a look at getting programming laptops for the Heroes Branch Library. So the other branches have about 10 programming laptops, and so we're just looking to get some added for Heroes as well. As you know, we're continuing with our lobby services operationally, and that seems to be successful, and we've been pretty consistent on that as well. It's hard to believe, but we're already upon the LSTA grant cycle, and so the library leadership team and staff are working on potential library services and technology and grant ideas, and so we're looking to vet those items soon. So that's also a good opportunity. That's a quick year. We recently had our Veterans Day flag changing ceremony. As you know, the city's Veterans Memorial is located at the main library property, and so each Veterans Day we do a flag changing ceremony. And so we had about 48 attendees that attended that It was all strictly outside and social distancing was maintained, but we had members of mayor and council's office were here, as well as various veterans organizations. And so it was a very good, quick event, and everything was socially distanced, but we were able to honor our veterans as normal by doing the flag changing ceremony. In addition to all the items that we're going through with COVID, as you know, our virtual programming has done very well. We have not had physical programming with the library buildings being closed, even with lobby services, but we've switched to almost 100% virtual programming. We recently had a Jane Austen fest that had over 400 people attend virtually, and nationally and internationally. We even had people that were in England that were able to pick up on our Jane Austen program, and we even got some complimentary feedbacks from attendees from Connecticut and North Carolina as well. So that is one advantage of having virtual programs, is that we have a much bigger audience that we can pull from. And we even had one participant said that our event was better than some of the paid Jane Austen events that they've attended. And so that was quite a coup to Anna Caggiano and the veteran, Velma Teague staff as well, that were the host and the main organizers of that. So that was quite a coup. We recently had our state grants and aid grant approved by council, which is what we use for professional development for staff and also for public equipment and furniture needs. So that was recently approved by council. That was over $11,600. And we also had our Biblioteca contract, and that's the vendor that uses our self-checks and our all-in-one bill pay machines. And so we are now under contract again for that for another 5 years. And so that'll be good, because those machines have come in handy during lobby services, in that those are, you know, touch screens, they're easily clean machines. You can do everything you want regarding your account, pay fines, renew items, search the catalog. You can do just about everything on those machines, so they've come in quite handy. Another point of pride too is since July 1, we've had almost 3,000 new card registrants for the system, which is good. And I'm proud to say that almost 600 of them were just from the Heroes branch alone. So those are hosted, or those they consider the Heroes Library their home library. And so 600, that was the most of the four branches. The most new card registrants we've seen have come from home-based Heroes branch patrons. So that's also quite a coup. And so Chair Johnson and members of the board, my chief librarian update.
Thank you, Mr. Beck. Are there any questions during this time? Okay. This agenda is board members' comments and suggestions. I just have one comment. I would like to welcome Lauren to the board and look forward to working with you.
With Diane Coker. Lauren, can you tell us about yourself a little bit? Are you a high school student? Where do you go to school?
Sure. Hi, my name's Lauren. I go to Glendale Prep. I'm very excited, a little bit nervous to start doing this. It's going to be fun. Mm-hmm.
What year are you?
What year am I?
High school.
Oh, I'm in ninth grade. This is my first year. Thank you.
Any comments or suggestions from the members attending online?
Welcome, Laura. Lauren.
Thank you.
Welcome, Lauren.
Yes, welcome, Lauren.
Thank you.
All right, I'll go to the next agenda item. Our next meeting will be on December 9th, 2020 at 6:00 p.m. in the board meeting room of the main library located at 5959 West Brown Street, Glendale, Arizona, 85302. Do I have a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting? Board Member Lauren. Do I have a second?
Second.
I second it. E. Dalvo.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those that oppose? Thank you all. You guys have a good evening and a happy Thanksgiving. The meeting is adjourned.
Great to see everybody. Y'all take care.